Dr. Proctor's Fart Powder. The End of the World. Maybe. Written by Yor Nesbo. And read by Stanley McGay. The border smuggler's name was Cooksey, and he was so old, his face looked like a stack of pancakes, it was so wrinkly, and his ancient body creaked loud and clear as he trudged through the snow, escorting them into the woods. After Dr. Proctor and Cooksey had agreed on a price, they'd parked the motorcycle in his barn and set off immediately on foot.
"It was very nice of you to escort us over into South Trundalog, Mr. Cooksey," Dr. Proctor said.
"Shut up,"
Cooksey whispered. He spat in the snow and glanced up at the high voltage lines running up above the treetops.
"We need to be quiet. This isn't without its danger, this border smuggling business, you know. If they spot us, they'll shoot us."
"Good Lord," whispered Mrs. Strobe. Who will?"
"The South Rhodesians. Shh."
They stopped suddenly, holding their breath, while Cooksey put a hand behind his ear. A sound came from deep within the forest.
"Cuckoo! Cuckoo!"
"A cuckoo bird,"
Lisa whispered.
"Sounds South Rhodesian, doesn't it?"
Cooksey said. They listened again.
"Cuckoo! Cuckoo!"
"To me, it sounds exactly the same as a Norwegian cuckoo bird," Lisa whispered.
"Well, to the untrained ear, perhaps,"
Cooksey said.
"But those of us with special innate abilities can hear the difference. Come on, we're on the right path."
He straightened up and kept walking, his legs and joints creaking and groaning as he tottered along.
"What kind of innate abilities do you actually have?" Nilly asked.
"Oh," Cooksey said, "a little of this, a little of that. A bit of clairvoyance that allows us to see what's going to happen. Hands that can cure all kind of ailments. Arthritis that warns me about everything from nice weather with a few clouds to avalanche risk. Nothing special, really."
"So, what do you see now?" Lisa asked.
"I see."
Cooksey squeezed his eyes shut.
"I see that the sun is going to rise at exactly 7:53 tomorrow morning. And I see that you're going to meet someone soon who will be significant in your future."
"That must be the king,"
Lisa exclaimed.
"There, you see, I have the gift,"
Cooksey said, satisfied.
"What do you think about the end of the world?" Nilly asked. "Have you seen any signs of it coming lately?"
"Oh, the end of the world comes and goes,"
Cooksey said.
"That's South Trundalog for you.